something that's not by the water but lives on the land, that that old tale about it's supposed to give you warts. Would you call that anything else?
No, just
frog.
Oh, toads.
Yeah.
Toads.
Surely toad frogs.
Forgetting my childhood
stories.
Mm-hmm.
What might you put on a hook to go fishing?
I might put worms or young wasps out of the wasp nest.
Mm-hmm.
Granddaddy used to like to get a wasp nest and use the young wasps, you know, before they were quite ready to hatch out. Put them on the hook.
That's interesting. They'd get a sting in the mouth.
You could, no, that was before they'd sting.
Oh, before they've even, yeah.
And then a lot of people use old tiny little fish, what do you call them?
Gosh, I don't know.
Menace.
Oh, yeah, right. What kind of worms might you use?
Red worms. I don't know of any others except just earthworms and red worms.
That's the only kind that I'd be able to name. What's the hard shell thing that carries its house around on its back?
Oh, that's a turtle. Or a terrapin. There's two things. A terrapin's a little one and a highlander, and the turtle is a water animal.
Yeah.
At least it lives close to the water. And of course there are big ones that live in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing you find in freshwater streams that's got claws and
That's a crawfish.
Yeah. What are the name of the type of fish that's found in salt water? It's a fan-tailed. Oh, better yet, my favorite kind of seafood. Surely you know that. We always have on my birthday.
Yeah.
What's that? Okay, shrimp.
Shrimp.
If you were going to say that you were going to go to the store and buy a couple of pounds of that, you'd say, I bought a couple of pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. What's the insect that flies around, say, lights or candles at night when it's dark?
Fireflies.
Okay.
Lightning bugs is a common name for them.
Yeah. What about something that's closer to, well, I always think of it closer to a butterfly because it's got more of that shaped body.
Moth.
Yeah. Right. How about a long, thin-bodied insect that stays around damp places? It's got a real shiny wings and a hard beak. Some people think that they mean snakes are nearby. They've got a name that implies that. You know what I'm talking about?
No, not unless it's snake doctor.
Yeah, that's it. What else might you call it? Anything?
I don't know.
That's it.